even if they are appearing some,
yeah,
some bill. And Laura Wells and Herm Schneekman. And that kind of rounds it out.
Why not all I do?
Well,
and his office number.
We get the government office people in.
I would.
Both sides?
Both sides. Let's expand it just a little.
Be four more.
Four more. That makes you a total of 30.
29.
Now, what I think I will do, because I think it would be the right thing to do, is to set this up as a practice. I think this is the first time, the first occasion. And the way I want you to handle it in calling the leaders is to say that rather than having you for breakfast, when you talk to Mansfield, you can say that the president had a conversation with you. You don't need any notes about this. This is his. When you talk to Mansfield, see, you tell him it's your responsibility to handle that. We don't want to get screwed up down here. You simply say, my senator, the president talked to you about, you know, getting together, about not getting together, but about the bipartisan meetings. The first meeting will be a bipartisan one, having to do with the president and the economic reorganization plans, and which the president calls us. We would like to have you, we are planning others, but the others will have to be after the inauguration, obviously. You see my point? But this is the first series of meetings. Now, there will be a series because we've got to agree to every one of us committee on reorganization, and each will be bipartisan. You see, Bill, I'm using this as the gimmick to get the bipartisanship in, because we just can't have meet with our Republican leaders every week or a month for that matter, and then we're leading a minority, right?
Yes.
You agree with this?
I do. Earlier I wanted to have more briefings with the chairman and ranking members on reorganization before the inaugural vote.
With me?
No,
I can't participate.
But you wouldn't object to having them in the Roosevelt Room or something.
In the Roosevelt Room.
John could brief the various committee chairmen and ranking members. He's afraid.
But I cannot participate in a whole series of in any more meetings than this one. This is my bipartisan meeting.
And the leaders are here, so it's proper.
Except in the foreign policy field, which if the name develops there, I of course will brief them on that. But this is the first one. It will be this. The first leaders meeting will be after our Republican leaders. They should be told after the inauguration. You see, we've got the 21st, the 20th, you know, on Tuesday. And by all the jackasses, now, see my point? They're going to have a leaders meeting and then have the full leadership. By that time, they'll all have been elected. The inauguration will be held. That'll be on Tuesday, you see, on Tuesday morning. You can also put down the cabinet meeting. I've covered that in a memorandum all over. The cabinet meeting will be on Monday after the inauguration, you see. And so that'll make the do you think we ought to have those leaders meetings in our area? You know, so many of those guys get in late, frankly, they look bug-eyed and they go to sleep, poor old Cotton and others. If they all say they got to get out, go to the committee, we'll let them go. Why don't we have them at 10 o'clock?
It'd be better.
What do you think?
It'd really be better. They'd appreciate that, too.
Yeah.
Frankly, one or two guys that said, you know, they had 10 o'clock meeting, but they come in an hour earlier and fight the traffic.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And they're in no mood.
But you see, most of those guys are in a lousy mood, but that would be bad. Frankly, they, you know, a lot of those guys drink a lot of milk. And you can tell the next morning they're hungover, you know? And I think the 8 o'clock meeting is, frankly, a damn disaster. I really think it is. Another thing that you, see, if you met at 10, one purpose, of course, is for them to get out and breathe. You see, you got a way to break it up so they can go out and be in the briefing. 10 to 11, and then they'd be out and breathe by 11:30. That way, you've really got them under the gun to get out of there.
So and they get to the hill in time for the session at noon.
That's right. You see, you've got this so that the meeting would have to break up. You wouldn't have them gassing around past the 12 o'clock. Okay, the meetings will be at 10. That's another. The cabinet meeting will also be at 10 o'clock.
Well, be a more productive session, really.
Oh, sure.
Sit here and
just bring them in.
And bring them in late in the afternoon.
That's what I was trying to do with that. Just bring them in late in the afternoon and come down and sit and talk a little more informally.
Mm-hmm.
No agenda. Right?
That's what they want.
Right. Well, we're not going to.
My patient pulls out one of them on the very next thing. When there's no agenda, they kind of ramble and talk, but sometimes it's informative, and that's what they really want.
When we tell them no agenda, we'll have one. We must always have one, say,
and a purpose for the meeting.
Now, how many is that? 25?
That'll be 29. That's what the government option.
See if Rex could set that up. It'll be approximately 29 or 30. But if that could be well set up and through so that there's more intimate. I don't want it in the family dining room. That's not worth a damn. But the blue room, you know what I'm talking about. You see, we've done dinners in the blue room on occasion. And it's a very nice room in which to have the state dining room is so barn for that many people. The only problem we have in the blue room is you don't have any place to receive them.
I'll check it. I think 30 is maybe a little bit. I remember one of the dinners you had, 20, a working dinner.
Well, put it in the dining room.
We'll put a square table
and make it not so they're sitting so far apart, but we just put them around them so they're fairly close together. And then so the debris can be set up where you have sharks and crap.
Do you want to give them the usual little harness shapes in the blue room and then let them come in?
I think so. Yep, give them oranges and have them serve immediately when they sit down there. Put that off, put that food on the table, and be done in 15 minutes. I mean, you've got to push those people a little bit faster on those breakfasts. They've taken too long to serve. The moment we sit down, don't wait for me. That's the main thing. Put that down. Serve me last, if necessary. The main thing is to start serving the moment people sit down. Okay,
listen. Get it done. You want to send them inside the blue room, or we just move them in ahead before you arrive?
I'll come in. No, I with the leaders, I always walk around, shake hands with them, have them in the blue room. And but have them there with their juice. And as soon as I shake their hands, and they'll go right in.
I think perhaps you might want to move this up to 8:00 since it's breakfast meeting.
The record should be at 8.
Is there any way to have a photo opportunity to the press at this first meeting? Bring them in. Shoot some pictures.
That's about with that. Thanks. That's about with the state dining room. Shoot it in there.
We'll do that right at the beginning before.
Yes. Yeah, and the record should be at 8.
Oh, no. I don't think it needs to be at 8. It could be at 8:30.
No, sir. You see, you put those closer too early. That's me. I'm not going to have any more 8 o'clock breakfast. It's a hell of an imposition on people. Make it 8:30, and also that cuts it off a little sooner.
They'll have to leave by
10:30. Memorial service.
The memorial service is 11 o'clock, so they'll have to be out of here by 10:30.
Is that any problem?
No, that's good.
That's a good information, boys.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is a problem.
2 hours.
Well, you understand, if it's 8:30, they won't start breathing until 9. It's an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half.
I think so.
I think it is too.
I really do. Good terminal time.
All right, I have to have any meetings over an hour and a half anyway, so just start with that. That's a darn good way to cut this right off, and it'll get all of our loquacious people to discipline themselves. You don't think it's going to make it too tight?
No, sir, I don't know. On the cost of wage price control, we're really consulting with them and trying to get their input into it, and I think we can move that pretty quickly, because Schneebly and those guys don't have anything to say, with Proxmire mostly, and like that. explain with. I have two subjects for the meeting.
Correct. Good.
Ford won't be back, I'm afraid, until late this afternoon or early.
I see. That's
that wouldn't make any difference.
I'm just trying to think of a way to get Mike and Hubbard maybe out of the way.
I don't think Scott would object to that.
He just inquired and said, look, we're doing this. He's not DC or so.
He was
signing there. And then he said, meetings with the Republican leaders alone and said, rather than meet with smaller ones, they're better. And then he's doing this in order to set up a bipartisan thing prior to talking to Michael Sloan.
Yes.
And then Ford is going to get with Albert. Is Albert in town? I think it's really best to see the check with me. Don't you?
I think so. We could probably link them together. But maybe
let me say that with Mike, I found that it's best for me to see him alone. I mean, there's just the way he is. He is one of the few people, Democrat or Republican, I'm able to see alone. He never talks.
Keeps coming.
He's a confidence. He'll be against you in many cases, but he never keeps, a confidence. I think in the case of Albert, however, I think you ought to be there. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Because Albert feels, he never objects to us as that person being there, does he? See, what I'm going to talk to him about is I'm going to give him a little gas to the effect that, well, we've got a lot of problems this year and so forth, and I just want to lay the groundwork for cooperation and so forth, the national and foreign policy, but the domestic field as well. Here we are, and so forth and so on. Now you call, because we want to build, we've got to build up your relationship with these people. You call Mike and see what time you would like to come down. Maybe, what do you say, 1 at 3 and 1 at 4.
Probably can't get down there for about 4 anyway because of their caucus that's going on until 4. So.
Well, they're having a caucus. And they will have selected O'Neill then. But after that, I just let the speaker alone.
Speaker alone, and he will not, of course, be officially elected, I guess, until tomorrow when the whole House has to elect Mr. Durbin.
What else is coming up in that caucus?
Well, they're talking about the end of the war resolution.
Right.
The speaker's been working all morning to keep it off the agenda because he won't be able to do the next proper.
It's from a very bad time for an end of war resolution. There you go.
I'm coming.
With a negotiation. That's the point. You're hitting that hard.
Yes, sir. Sure are. But don't rock the boat. Will you bring up Vietnam and meet with the leaders? They will, I'm sure.
On Friday?
No, today. Yeah.
Oh, shit. But I'm just going to handle it that way and go on that just jewelry. That's what I'm going to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
On the detail. details because I don't want to get, because he'll know. We can't tell him much. We can't tell him anything. We really can't tell him. I'm just going to tell him we had some negotiations and this is the time to knock on the door. That's all. That's all they need to tell me.
Well, the speaker can give you a good report this afternoon, too, on what happened in their caucus.
Shall we see it before?
Well, they're meeting all day, see. They're in session now. They start at 10 and they go until 4. But it gets into committee assignments and seniority and all that stuff.
And he oh, well, they don't need to get the board resolution. It's not going to have any more effect than the others will.
It's just the caucus practice. I think it would be embarrassing to them to present at this particular point. So it'd be if they get on a limb like that with ongoing negotiations.
Who is working on it? Who's working on it?
Well, Tip O'Neill is one of the active guys trying to push the resolution. And most of the Democratic Study Group.
Well, of course, I know this issue.
They're trying to get a resolution. And the speaker and Tiger Teague, who's their caucus chairman, have been trying to hold it off the agenda for today.
Hey, there.
Well, he's working our side, of course, you know. Eddie and Tiger Teague and,
right,
and right. Joe Wagoner and the Southern guys.
Yeah. Behind them.
That whole bunch. Sonny Montgomery.
Great. We're going to have that down a little more often, too. Oh, you should just go talk to our Republicans.
Yeah.
They just come into line and ditch, and Southerners at least come in to help.
I think it's important to move rapidly with our new 43 freshman House members with some sort of event token because we want to lock them up tightly. It's such a large class. And if we can get them on board soon, I think it'll pay dividends in the long run.
What do you have in mind, Mr.
Well,
Jerry has suggested something.
Yeah, he's having a briefing Friday on the Hill.
Stop up at their briefing.
Stop up.
Out of the question. Out of the question.
You might have them down here.
Well, I know, but they're what?
A reception. Why?
With their wives.
I think they'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I know that. What do you do about the Democrats?
What they have the Democrats do, really. You wouldn't have to give them a talk or anything. It's just kind of a token. You're all new in Washington. Your wives love to see the place, and they might not get another opportunity. Near term.
This is in accordance with our discussion this morning about
right, no, it's in our
direction. Well, I get it. I agree with the thinking about it, but I'm just thinking of this, whether or not we ought to. I'd like to think of Republicans alone, but I don't know how you can.
Well, you couldn't do a reception alone, I think, but you could have a breakfast sometime with just a
run out of time. I don't know if we need to get a reception for the new Democratic members. Why is that necessary?
It's not necessary, but I think it would be appreciated by those that come to town. They catch hell from their wives so often, you know, about the White House.
The Democrats?
Well, yes, well, I'm sure, Republicans.
No, what I meant is that there's been very little done for Republicans when they were out. I see. I don't know why we have to do most of the Democrats that are elected this time. I'm getting pretty far on the left.
Well, we've got the three senators we're working on pretty hot and heavy. That we hope will swim over with us on many issues. And there were some new Southern Democrats elected. Not many, but some. And
my golly, there are not too many new Democrats, are there?
No.
They lost. We gained. That's right. 7%.
About 22, I think, in the House.
22 in the House?
2 years ago, you had, I think, all the freshmen.
I know, I did, I did. I'm just trying to think of how you do the Republicans and get them in a different venue. Should be there are you, two, three of your group, and our who do you suggest on the White House side?
Well,
Kissinger.
I'd like to see Ash there because he's the one that does have cabinet status.
All right. That's all right. I didn't make any words. Early in the White House. See, but I wouldn't have Schultz.
Right.
Early, Kissinger, Ash, Paulman.
And a couple of my staff that will be working in the House and Senate.
Zabrick should be there. You should be there, and then if you want up your staff, then you need Carlos, you know, here. But you, if I were to try to suggest that you fellows would be well advised, perhaps, just to come and work.
You mean, for sure?
I wouldn't come, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't. I would suggest that you not come with Wise, the rest of you, that you're not there.
That's right.
Because your wife doesn't mean anything to be there. Do you agree or not?
I do.
And then you come and just work those crowds. Work them. Fair enough.
Good. Friday, 6 p.m.
Friday, 6 is a good time.
And how hour? It would probably run about an hour and a half, really. We consider that a tour upstairs. Do you want to go to the city for us, President?
Yeah.
What about the speaker and Jerry?
Yes, I think you should have a talk to the big five. You also need to deal with the vice president. See, if you get into that thing, then he's got to stand in the line, and then he makes it twice as long. You agree?
I do. Now, Carl, I was a constitutional officer.
I don't think that makes any difference. This is for the Congress.
But he's in the receiving line, though?
No.
No.
You can't have him, because you have to have a vote. That's the other problem.
I think we should have
Speaker Timmons. You see, we've got the problem of receiving lines and so forth under those circumstances.
Well, if you do it first, and if the Speaker comes through first, and we can arrange that he
comes
through first, and that sort of
right.
We cover that protocol problem, and he doesn't care, I don't think he probably enjoys it.
Well, if you have the Speaker, and you have the Vice President, then don't you? He presides over the Senate. You agree?
Yes, you do. So maybe we forget the speaker.
Well, the point is then, but don't have your stand in line.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is an occasion when you're just giving a reception. And I have another vote. I invite the Chief Justice to be loved to come to such affairs.
And leadership meets at 10 o'clock.
And leadership meets and cabinet meetings will all be at 10 o'clock. which is, it has an enormous advantage if it gets them the heck out of there at some reasonable time.
Let me see the names, President, if you guys can press photograph.
I think the inevitable result of it, they're coming in and press photographs, and they're going to press statements on them or something of that sort. No, I think they're going to want anyway.
Press office will have to announce a meeting, as it'll be seen.
Seeing the Democrats, that's the problem I've got here with the press thing. The press photograph really stops seeing the Democrats before you see the Republicans.
I think you can say that you.
Well, I've seen it before.
Jerry Ford and Hugh Scott.
And I mentioned Hugh Scott, didn't I?
Right. Well, week before Christmas, as soon as he got back from his trip to Far East in this office.
Well, we met here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, fine. You'll say that I met with Scott and Ford and I haven't met with Albert and Benjamin. Okay. That's worked out. Fine. You get them on the phone for 3 o'clock to one, or 4:30 to the other. And you come, and Mike come alone. And
you can talk about confirmations and how fast he's going to move those, because he's pledged to move them quickly.
Right.
He's also pledged to slip back the budget submission date to the end. So there's some things that you.
I want to talk about the State of the Union, which I'm not going to deliver in person. I'm going to talk a little bit, send special messages and so forth.